You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is going on? A SpaceX launch that was supposed to take place overnight and take four astronauts to the International Space Station was canceled, Jeremy, with only 2 minutes left before liftoff.
Whoa, they're down to the wire. What happened?
What happened? They say it was a problem with the ignition fluid, which a spokesperson said was equivalent to one of your car's spark plugs.
Oh, well, that's not good. You need all those firing.
The soonest they'll try again will be Thursday. The crew of four is going to be swapping places with four astronauts who have been up on the space station since October. Boy, they've had some issues lately with getting people up and down from the space station. I mean, I saw that there was some sort of emergency launch of a Russian spacecraft to get up there. But so everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
They have extra food and water.
Yeah. You may have seen the last of the Dilbert cartoons.
Oh, no.
Its creator, Scott Adams, has been dropped by his distributor and dropped by hundreds of newspapers because of comments he made on a YouTube show regarding race. The Dilbert strip has been published since 1989, but I really don't see it surviving this particular episode.
He stepped in it, huh?
And Adams is now claiming that the punishment indicates that free speech is under assault. I would disagree with that based on what he said. I think idiotic comments are under assault, which they should be. What in the world is going on with King Charles? He cannot get anybody really to come perform at his coronation. So far, he's been turned down by Elton John. He's been turned down by Harry Styles. He's been turned down by the Spice Girls. He's been turned down by Ed Sheeran. He's been turned down by Adele. Now, the excuse for most of these is that they have scheduling conflicts, but not all of them. So people are starting to wonder, what did King Charles do to piss everybody off?
Nobody likes the king.
The biggest acts that have been booked so far are Lionel Richie.
Which I'm not mad at.
I know.
I'm not mad at that, but
I know.
Not an A-lister, you know.
A former British boy band, minus their most famous member.
Oh.
And then some guy who made his name on the X Factor back in 2009.
What?
So King Charles just can't seem to find any friends.
Funny. I love that the Spice Girls are like, nah. They have nothing else going on.
Yeah, what could they possibly
have going on? We're a scheduling conflict, yeah.
Did you tell me you have or have not seen any of the John Wick movies?
I have seen all three. So
you have?
The fourth one will be coming out, yeah. And they just get more ridiculous as the series goes on.
But maybe that makes it charming, really?
That's kind of the appeal of it. It's just so ridiculous.
Okay. Well, the fourth one will be out towards the end of March. But this is funny. There was a law firm over in the UK that did this study. They counted up all of the injuries that John Wick has sustained in the first three movies, and there are 162 of them.
Yeah.
It's all
That's
sorts
part
of
the
of
ridiculousness.
Stuff, like being thrown through glass, knocked to the floor, choked, hit by a car, thrown down the stairs, hit with flying objects, hit with a metal pipe. Stabbed. He's had facial lacerations. He's gotten branded with a hot iron. He got his finger cut off.
Yeah, but he's still fighting. Still going.
I might need to watch at least.
You should
the
probably
first
watch
one.
The first one. That's probably the best one. It's still kind of cheeseball, but it's
but if I know going
decent.
In that something is intentionally that way, I can laugh.
It's got some good fight scenes and things like that. I mean.
And I like Keanu Reeves as a person.
Yeah.
He's a horrible actor, but I like him as a person. They've also calculated to see if he was to go out and seek compensation. We're talking about John Wick here. They say he'd be entitled to about $342,000 for his injuries.
Okay.
Just like a law firm.
That's right. Have you been harmed in a fistfight?
What else is trending?
Oh, no, parents. It's National Pokemon Day. Get out your Charizards and your Jigglypuffs, and we'll just leave it there.
Ugh, what are you doing for your son? For
nothing. He's grounded
now.
He's grounded.
What are you
doing?
He's
in trouble. He's getting a little sassy pants in him, Dom. He's getting a little. He's starting to get that preteen action going.
Smart mouth going?
Smart mouth, smart attitude.
Does he lose all of his Pokemon while he's grounded?
Currently screens. No screens. TV, iPad, Switch.
So he can still hang out with his Pokemon.
Yeah, he can thumb through his Pokemon all he wants.
Why don't you take those away from him for a week?
That might be next. It might be next. If you love Girl Scout cookies, and I know you do, there's a new cookie out. They're calling it a sister cookie to Thin Mints. It's called the Raspberry Rally.
Okay.
I guess it's only available online. It's an exclusive cookie from the Girl Scouts. It sounds like they're selling out pretty fast. They're
what
hoping to restock.
What does exclusive cookie mean?
Because
you can't buy the other
good
ones
point.
Anywhere.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, Thin Mints are Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, this is just maybe just an online-only thing. So they're pushing people to their website for some other reason.
Oh, okay.
To show something off, and hey, while you're there, get yourself some Raspberry Rallies. They say they think it's fairly delicious, according to some taste tests.
Fairly delicious.
It's a
like
bright.
Like most Girl Scout cookies, it's okay.
Fairly delicious. Yeah. It's a bright pink wafer-like cookie with a hint of artificial raspberry flavor. People are saying that it would be better if they filled it with some sort of raspberry jam. Put some jam in the middle of it.
Instead, they jammed it with chemicals.
Yeah, so anyway, the Raspberry Rally. Get some today. Okay, so there's this story about Lady Gaga that's coming out this morning. Let's dig into it a little bit. This woman named Jennifer McBride, who was charged in connection with the theft of Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs. Do you remember that back in 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's now suing Lady Gaga.
Well, not that long ago.
Yeah, they were stolen during a robbery in February of 2001. All right, check that, 2021.
Thank you.
Okay. Dyslexic. Dyslexic. So anyway, she's suing Lady Gaga for $500,000, the reward that she was offering. Well, here's the problem. Police discovered that this Jennifer McBride that supposedly found the dogs tied up to a lamp pole was romantically involved with the father of one of the men involved in the robbery. So she was actually arrested as an accessory to this theft and then shooting the bodyguard, if you recall, too. That bodyguard was shot over these dogs. She got 2 years probation because of this whole thing. But now she's turning around and suing Lady Gaga because she said, you know, that reward that she offered, her quote was, "No questions asked." And she said now she has been, she's getting sued because Lady Gaga made a promise without the intent to perform. So she said, "No questions asked. I'll give you the money." So this woman turned it in and then turned the dogs in, and now Lady Gaga didn't pay her the money because she was involved with the crime, you guys.
I hate to say this,
but
the woman has a point.
She's got a point.
Lady Gaga screwed herself over with the whole no questions asked, which implies that if you're the person who took the dogs, I won't say anything and I'll just give you $500,000.
Yes. So she might have a case. And of course,
I think
Jennifer
she's got a case. And I'm not happy about that.
She's, you know, looking for the money because she's involved in pain and suffering and mental anguish and loss of enjoyment of life because she's expecting this money.
Forget all that. That's a bunch of malarkey. If she was involved in it, and I have no pity for her, but at the same time, legally, it sounds like she's got a case.
No questions asked. Give me that money. I know. Kind of crazy to think about. So we'll see how this plays out a little
bit. That is wild. That is a wild
situation. Isn't that funny to think
about?
It's funny to think about that. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, what else is trending? Oh, Carrie Underwood is trending this morning. Or as my wife calls her, whatever. She posted a video of herself wearing a pair of pants that she calls noisy britches, Dom. They're shiny black leggings. They're very tight. They look great on her. She looks fantastic. But she said there's one fatal flaw with these noisy britches, and I pulled the audio off her Instagram account.
So I bought these super cute patent leather, they're not leather, but looking leggings. There's just one problem when you walk. It doesn't really sound great.
Oh. You got to put that into account when you're buying pants like that, that they might be a little squeaky.
Sometimes that's kind of what my joints sound like when I get out of bed in the morning.
Where's that audio? Where's it? I'll be turning back up. Oh.
That's me walking to the bathroom.
about you, Pork? You need some glucosamine is what you need.
Sure, I do.
Do I want to tell you anything else? Oh, I'll tell you this really quick just because we teased it. The story says, move over, boomers. Doing your daily crossword puzzle is apparently a game for the young now. There's a poll out there of 1,000 Americans, and most of them were Gen Zs, and they found out that they regularly fill out crossword puzzles. And we're talking with paper and ink. So, essentially, despite the age of apps and mobile games, most young kids like to do it the old way, and they say they're doing it because it's good for your brain. They enjoy the challenge, and
I love hearing
they sit down and they're doing I can't stand crossword puzzles.
Oh, you can't? You're more of a dot-to-dot
You know what? I'm more of a word search kind of guy.
You know, most if we're of the work play, is done for you.
Where the word is in there and you just got to find it and circle it. You know, it's on most kids' menus. That's the game for me, buddy. That's the game. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Do you want to do this one, Dom? It's all sports.
No, talk about it.
Well, it's pretty cool. The Boston Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-1 on Saturday. Jer on sports. But the highlight of the game was when the Bruins goaltender scored a goal. They had an empty net on the other end, and he got the puck and gave it a whack. And it sailed all the way down the ice and boom, landed right in the goal there, in the net.
At the other end. And the crowd went crazy.
And the crowd went insane. And it's just the coolest video. And it's like, what are the odds? And he nailed it. It's a really fun video to watch if you're into sports.
He's the first Bruins goaltender to ever do it. And in the history of the NHL, it's only the 13th time. So that's pretty rare.
Listen, I'll play you 10 seconds.
Play the audio.
Besser's stick. Omark is going to try it. And he scores! Linus Omark, the odds-on Vezina Trophy winner, scores an empty net goal. Win.
There you go. That's what you get.
Exciting.
It's exciting. So much yelling. It's a really good video, though. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.